This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Compare the two. This one structured, designed for the pleasure of the Lord, and this one miskeen, guessing through life. My beloved brethren, most respected elders, mothers and sisters, each one of us here do something for a living. Some of us are students, some of us are teachers, some are professionals, some are lawyers, some do all that and bring up kids on the side. There are things that occupy us throughout the day. This is what we do for life. But unbeknown to us, whilst we are carrying on with our day-to-day chores and our day-to-day routines, we are also busy doing something else. We are also busy writing a book which will be given to us when we go to the meeting of our Lord in the Day of Judgment. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And we will put in front of him, put out to him in the Day of Judgment, a book spread in front of him. And he will be commanded, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ. Read your book. Read the book that you authored whilst you were living. This is a record of your deeds. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. This is sufficient, an account for you. And when the book is given, people look at that book and their heads fall down in shame because it records everything. Listen to the words of Allah Jalla Subhanahu. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And the books are cast, and the criminals look at it, afraid of what is inside it. And they say, oh, woe be unto us. What a book is this? What type of record? It records the smallest thing that I have done and the biggest thing that I have done. If I have taken a sigh, it is written here. And if I have brought down a house, it is written here. The smallest to the biggest, everything is written here. For those who find good things in their book, they rejoice, they celebrate, they can't contain the happiness. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Whoever's given his account in his right hand, a sign of success that your book is given in your right hand. فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. He goes around saying, oi, come, have a read of this. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ. I always knew that there would be this account. So he was prepared. He lived a conscientious life, aware that someday I will have to stand and give account for what I have done. That I wasn't created for foolishness, just a fluke of nature, that I would come, live, die, and then become fertilizer to the plants. But no, the Creator created me and sent me, and I had a grand purpose. And for that purpose, I lived and worked and strived. And therefore now, because I lived that life of consciousness, I lived cautiously and carefully and compliantly, and now I am happy with the result. And whoever's given his book in his left, then all with the calamity. So he calls out, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. Whoever's given his book in his left, so he calls out, oh, would that I had not been given this book. Would that death had been my end and there wasn't another life after that. Regrets, regrets. So Allah Rabbul Izzah sent me and you a messenger, a prophet, a teacher, a guide, a mentor, to teach us, to show us, to guide us as how to put together a good book, a book which we would be proud of in the Akhirah, a book which would look good, which would read good, which will result in our benefit. So of the things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, he taught us the structure of the book. And then he taught us how to lay out our deeds so that it would look good on our account. Listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Rasul says, يتعاقبون فيكم ملائكة بالليل وملائكة بالنهار ويجتمعون عند صلاة الفجر وصلاة العصر. Angels come and go from you, and they come and go at Fajr and at Asr. So there's a group of angels that arrive at Fajr. They stay with you until Asr. And whilst they are with you, they record your deeds. Kiraman, katibin, noble scribes. They document your life. And they continue to do so until Asr. When the Salat of Asr comes, another group of angels come down and they swap shifts at Asr. So during the Salat of Fajr and during the Salat of Asr, shift swaps happen. The angels that are here at Fajr go back up, and the angels that are here for Fajr come down. So at Fajr, they are both there. Both of them record Fajr. And then at Asr, there's a group of angels that will ascend and another one that descends, and they have a shift swap at Asr. So at Asr, there's both the groups of angels present. At Fajr, both the groups of angels are present. And because their job is to record, so they record Fajr, the angels that are going, and those that are coming, both record Fajr. And that is why the verse of the Quran, إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. The recitation of Fajr is witnessed, as in both the groups of angels witness it. And when they finish their shift and they go back up to their Lord, Allah Rabbul Izzah asks them, كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي. How did you leave my servants? So they say, أَتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ وَتَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ. We came to them, they were praying. When we left, they were praying. So do you notice how your story for that day looks like? Your chapter starts, your story starts, your paragraph starts with prayer, with the worship of the one that created heaven and earth. And your page ends with prayer, as in with the Salat of Asr. And subhanallah, these are also the prayers in which the adhkar happen afterwards. So we do the salah, and then we sit down, we do our wird for the day, and again you do the same for Asr. So on your, if you imagine your record to be a page, so the start of the page, the first paragraph is Salah. The last paragraph is Salah. The first paragraph is Adhkar. The last paragraph is Adhkar. So, do you see how the page of your book is now designed? It starts with the obedience of Allah and it ends with the obedience of Allah. And that is why the angels say, أَتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ وَتَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ. We came to them, we found them praying, we left, they were praying. And if you imagine the prayers to be light, so there's a light beaming at the beginning of the day and a light beaming at the end of the day, so the darkness in the middle gets covered with light. As in the sins and the blemishes that come from you during the day, these prayers have the ability to wash it off. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Pray the prayers at the two ends of the day and at the precipice of the night. Verily, good deeds is in the prayers, يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, will delete the sins that is in between them. So when I say Allah Rabbul Izzah sent us a prophet to show us how to structure our book, now you see the blessing that he taught you at the beginning of the page where the angels write, you start in this great act of worship. And at the end of the page where the page ends, you start with the great act of worship. And in between you have the other salah, but whatever blemishes you make in between, forgiven, the two lights overpower it all. So alhamdulillah, qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bi dhalika falyafrahu. Say, in the kindness of Allah and in the fadl of Allah or in the Quran of Allah and in His mercy as in the sunnah of the Prophet, and this we rejoice because walillahi alhamd. And others live through life without even knowing that there's someone writing and there's someone recording and that these deeds will be shown in the akhirah. They're oblivious to it. They wake up and they go to sleep, unbeknown to them that there's a Lord who will call them to account. So these are your daily reports. And then you have weekly ones. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on a Monday and on a Thursday. And when they asked him why he fasts on a Monday and on a Thursday, he said, these are the days in which the deeds are presented to the Lord. So I would like my deeds to start with fasting and end with fasting. So now he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaches us a second point, that there is a weekly report. So if you imagine the first daily reports are the pages in your book. The second one are chapters. Pages come together to make a chapter. So this chapter starts on a Monday and it ends on a Thursday. As in, the recording of the week starts on a Monday and it ends on a Thursday. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how to design, decorate, beautify that book, and he said, listen, fast the Monday. So if you can now have a look at this, imagine, visualize your book. Your chapter starts on a Monday, and the whole of Monday you're in ibadah, because fasting is a whole day worship. You could be walking, yet you're fasting, it's still worship. You could be sleeping, and you're fasting, you're in worship. You could be working, you're fasting, you're still in worship. So the whole day, the beginning of your chapter, the whole day is in ibadah. And at the end of it, on Thursday, the whole day is in ibadah. So how grand does this look, that a servant's accounts open and the chapter, the beginning of the chapter, first, all worship. And inside of that, when you read closely, salah and salah. And in the middle, salah. Light upon light, obedience upon obedience, beauty upon beauty. And compare this with the life of those who hasn't been guided, hasn't been taught, hasn't been instructed. He lives, and what type of a book will come out in the day of judgment? Compare the two. This one structured, designed for the pleasure of the Lord, and this one miskeen, guessing through life. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that this is the weekly chapters. Then there is an annual file. So there's daily, weekly, yearly. And the yearly, the accounts go to Allah Rabbul Izzah in this month, in the month of Sha'ban. So Amada Aisha radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast till we used to think he's not gonna break his fast. As in, he used to fast so many days. Then he used to stop fasting for so long that we would think that maybe he's not going to fast again. And he never fasted a complete month except for Ramadan. The only month that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast from beginning to end was the month of Ramadan, commanded by the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. But the month after Ramadan, as in the next month, that he used to fast the most outside of Ramadan was this month of Sha'ban. And he used to fast almost the entirety of the month. And when you see the wisdom, because this is the time that the annual reports go up. So at this annual report, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts it with fasting. And not one day, 2 day, 3 day, but almost the entire month. And when Sha'ban finishes, the next month is all fasting anyway. So now visualize this glorious book. That at Sha'ban, when the accounts go up, this is the end of the annual report. It is all fasting. And fasting is one of the greatest acts of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man saama yawman fi sabilillah, ba'adallahu bidhalika al-yawm wajhahu 'anil nari 70 kharifa." Whoever fasts a single day in the path of Allah, as in the obedience of Allah, Allah Rabbul Izza moves his face away from the fire a distance of 70 years. So glorious worship. So the end of the annual report, the last chapter is Sha'ban, because at Sha'ban it goes up. So the Prophet used to fast the entirety of Sha'ban. And the next chapter starts end of Sha'ban and beginning of Ramadan. So you see Sha'ban is still fasting, and then the entirety of the month of Ramadan in fasting. So this is the favor of Allah Rabbul Izza upon us, that he has taught us worships, acts that would please his majesty, and acts that would look good on our records, and has taught us through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to construct a book of which we can be proud in the day of judgment. So each and every one of us must take note of these deliverables, of these deadlines, every Fajr and every Asr. So dear ones, don't miss your prayers, and especially do not miss the Fajr and the Asr. And you will notice these two are the prayers in which you will feel laziest. Fajr comes, very hard to wake up, you know, and you have a hadith of it, that shaitan knots your hair to your pillow. You feel lethargic, tired, sleepy, very hard to pull yourself out of bed. Why? Because shaitan doesn't want you to capitalize on that. He wants the angels to witness you sleeping through Fajr and disobeying your Lord. And at the time of Asr, you feel very sleepy. You've just come out of work, end of the day. You can barely move now, tired. But as soon as you pray Asr, then you're full of life.
And as soon as you pray Fajr, you're full of life. Why? Because the mal'oon leaves you. Because he lost the game, so there's no point now whether you sleep or stay awake. Therefore, these two salawat, these two times, make sure you don't miss. Be cognizant that there's a report going. And start your week, as is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fast on Mondays and Thursdays. You will see its benefit in the akhirah, and you will see it in this life as part of health and goodness, but in the akhirah when the accounts come. And consistent with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fast as much of the Sha'ban as you can. It will really dazzle your report in the akhirah. It will look very pleasing. That is for the akhirah. There's another point I wish to make with regards to Sha'ban. So all of us have routines, habits that we are accustomed to throughout the year. So some of us drink coffee. Some of us eat, you know, 2-3 times a day. And when Ramadan comes, there's a sudden change in the routine. So you can't have your morning coffee anymore. You don't get to eat 2-3 times a day anymore. So the body goes through a bit of a shock. And people experience, as a result of the shock, headaches and lethargy and tiredness in the month of Ramadan. And when you get the headaches and the lethargy and the weakness and the fatigue, it affects your worship. And Ramadan is not a month in which you want to be tired, in which you want to compromise your worship, in which you want to take sickies, if you like. So wisdom demands that since Ramadan is such a bonus month, that you come into Ramadan, as they say, hit the ground running. A person in competitive sport, say a boxer, he doesn't do his training in the ring when the competition is on. You know, rocks up to the ring, he's fighting a world championship game, 12 rounds of boxing, and just now he's going to start, and he's never done any preparation, nor training. Once he's inside, he realizes, oh God, I don't have the stamina. I'm getting tired, I'm running out of breath, I need to sit down. You don't want to find that in the ring. You don't want to find out, you know, your lack of stamina, lack of breath, lack of energy, lack of skill, lack of routine, lack of technique in the middle of a competition. You want to find that out before, and you want to work through it and iron it out. So I was watching, you know, the famous Filipino boxer Manny. And Manny said that for a 12-round fight, he used to train 36 rounds with his sparring partners. So before coming into the ring, stamina was already there, technique was already there, routines was already there, skills was already there. In the ring, he was just exhibiting all of those. So you want to get all of your training, building, done in Sha'ban. So if you have caffeine withdrawal symptoms, you can suffer it in Sha'ban, in the Nawafil. If you don't know what routines you should have, you can sort it out in Sha'ban. So when Ramadan comes, you're not disadvantaged. Everyone else is running and you're crawling. So my advice to everyone, start your fasting in this blessed month of Sha'ban, and start developing a routine. A lot of times Ramadan comes, we think, okay, what should I do now? You know, I'm fasting, should I read Quran? Should I sleep? Should I pray? What should I? And a lot of time gets wasted in that indecision. But if you have built your routine, your systems in Sha'ban, in Ramadan, you just continuing. There's no time wasted, no working memory wasted, no energy wasted in trying to figure things out in Ramadan. I pray Allah Rabbul Izzah take me and you into this blessed month. And Allah Rabbul Izzah grant me and you the tawfiq to worship the month in a way that would please him. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant me and you the capacity to fast the month in a way that would please him, Jalla Subhanahu. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to accept from us, and Allah Rabbul Izzah make it a cause of the forgiveness of our sins and the elevation of our rank.